Cody. We back with the recap.
Miss Peggy Carter.
Miss Peggy Carter, that Agent Carter, the recap crew, the phenomenal one.
Cody.
Oh, we back with the recap. Marvel's Agent Carter. Oh.
Back with one of my favorite episodes so far, man.
I gotta say, not even if it was our favorite episode. This was definitely the better episode. I just didn't think there was any boringness in there. I thought the pacing was real well. I think that personally, this was the best episode. Uh-huh. And this episode also ended with like opening up more doors to what we wanted out of the future episodes as well. And I think we're finally gonna kick that off into high gear now. And it's nice to finally have this show. I think personally, it found its legs.
Oh, most definitely, I think so. I would agree with that.
I don't know if you read that article, but I hear this and Flash ain't doing too well in ratings.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I don't know what it is about these superhero shows that don't do well in ratings.
Yeah.
Except for Gotham.
I thought people all over the Flash, so I'm surprised to hear about that one.
That's shocking too, because I know a lot of people that like Flash. I know a lot of people, unfortunately, that likes Arrow. I know a lot of people that watches Marvel Agent Carter, but I don't know. Maybe it's the budget wise or whatever they spent in these shows. I know Marvel obviously don't give a shit about that, because they're just like, psh, this is our own network. And money. What was that? What'd you say? Money. Oh, even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. sometimes have drop-off in numbers, even with that show still doing.
Yeah, well, yeah, you hear about that every week, actually.
Yeah, even with that show doing extremely better, which I think
that was like one of probably the best of the comic book shows.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that, too. So I don't know what it is. Maybe people just don't give a fuck about them on TV.
What's up with that, man?
They're like, we like that big blockbuster shit or whatever, you know? You know what? This one definitely, it was shocking, too, because Flash and Agent Carter are the ones that are doing worse than all of them. I was like, all right, I don't understand that, but okay.
Yeah, Jesus.
If anything, Flash, if I'm not mistaken, that helped that Arrow crossover. Because Arrow was doing pretty bad until that Flash crossover, but whatever. But Cody, how about
What's a little plot synopsis,
man?
I can do that for you.
Okay, please. Tell me about this one.
Yes, okay. So we open up with a flashback to the Black Widow program. I believe that's what
that shit was scary, creepy as fuck, dude.
Man, because they're playing that Russian atmospheric music. With the chance in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Only thing that was missing was Dormammu. Hell and Ghost Rider in the background, because you was not lying, dude. That child was Damien Omen.
Seriously, man.
And I'm assuming that child was supposed to be the actress we know as Black Widow.
Donnie,
yeah.
Donnie Underwood, yeah.
My God, she snapped that little girl's neck, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. You see their methods. You see, like, they're, like, chained to beds, and they can't move until somebody wakes them up and actually uncuffs the chain. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh,
I was one of those that was saying, you know, after Captain America Winter Soldier, I don't think we need a Black Widow movie or whatever, but if you went back to doing her origin movie or whatever, which I know at this late, it's too late in the game to do something like that or whatever, but, man, I'd be all up for seeing that, dude. Like,
yeah, but you actually see in the Age of Ultron trailers that they're actually going to touch upon that in some way.
Yeah, so you know what I've been saying this long ago is you got the TV shows. I say you dedicate a whole Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode to Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow, or something like that. That would work much better than her own movie or whatever shit. A whole hour of her whole background story, and if they somehow tie away with Black Widow or whatever, that would be fucking awesome, because, man, I got more fascinated with this shit of Black Widow.
It is fucked up, man. These children. My God, dude. These are like bona fide trained killers, man.
Yeah, they were making them watch like some bullshit ass cartoons and like.
Yeah, they had like subliminal messaging going on.
Yeah! I was like.
Clockwork Orange. I'm like, oh my God.
This is some. And my thing was like, where the fuck they get. Like, did their parents volunteer for this shit?
Yeah.
That was like the most fascinating part I had with her. I was like, Marvel always find a way to like show some fucking that's in the movies or the TV show, like one little scene or whatever to fascinate and open up your damn fancies, if you will, or whatever shit. To it was like, I want to see something of that, because that Black Widow program, I was like, Scarlett Johansson might be the softest one out of all.
Yeah, you're not lying, man, because you You see them training. They're training like not only gun combat, also hand to hand combat. They're training on the field. You're thinking, okay, just gonna train the field, beat the hell out of each other. That's probably it.
No, yeah.
The teacher gives the girl this look. And she does not. I thought like, oh, okay, that's she's done then. Okay, nope. She snaps the other girl's neck.
Yeah, it was. What was cool about that scene too is like they were all circling around after they got done watching a little cartoon shit. I was thinking that they were gonna do some other kind of training and some like chant or something like that, whatever. And you see these two girls bow to each other and then they get the martial arts stance, whatever, going. And then when they kicking each other and shit, or whatever, which actually was some not too bad choreography for little girls too. And then you see, like you said, the teacher gives that look to the chick I think we have today. And when you heard that noise, I was like, damn, did she? And then that would have been the perfect time for that title card to pop up. I was like,
damn. They should have just borrowed the Gotham title card.
Yeah. They really should have just stole the thing from Gotham there and was like, just said Agent Carter. I was like, holy shit. that was probably one of the most gruesome scenes I've seen in a TV.
Yeah, man. I was like, oh, Jesus. That gave me the chills. Doesn't help the fact that when she gets older, she just turns 10 times creepier.
Yeah, I'm about to say she's worse. Actually, oh, we'll get that later though. Man, ugh.
So yeah, let me just give an overall synopsis of the episode. So yeah, so basically, Carter, she decrypts a decoded message from the Leviathan through a Dividov's typewriter, and she learns that apparently Stark is going to sell weapons to the Leviathan at a Soviet military complex in Russia.
Mother Russia.
Russia.
Russia is a place not to fuck with, apparently.
No, it is not. No, it is not. So she, along with Jack Thompson, who was apparently a hard ass, but you see, we get deeper layer into his character.
He's a bitch.
Goes on. Basically, yeah, it comes down to it, yeah.
Anyway, you know, that was going back to what we said last week, though. This is one thing what I love about this show is that, they do some great character building here.
Yeah, they really do.
I think they spend a lot of time with every character and give them enough depth to where you care about them in some parts. And I thought they really did great for Jack Thompson in this episode.
I agree with you. So yeah, Thompson along with Stark, I'm gonna start. Peggy Carter, they get sent to Russia to go take care of see what's up with the cell. Then they meet up with the good old Howling Commando.
Howling Commando,
Dum Dum Dugan, and some other dude, I guess, who's Gabe Jones' replacement.
The Howling Commando. That was what I was been looking forward to. I was wanting to see that. I was like, Howling Commando, yes! Finally, I love it because Jack Thompson's in the background now, whatever. So he was treating Peggy Carter like it. She's been in the background, but once they hired the Howling Commando, started going over the stories and shit, he's just in the background like, oh, I guess she meant something. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just keep my mouth shut back here then. And he told that story, too, at that campfire. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Which we later find out that was bullshit.
So they hook up with the Howling Commandos, Governor Dugan with his bowler hat, looking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to this compound, the Black Widow compound, I guess you could call it.
The Black Widow training program.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
This shit look like a hospital, dude.
Yeah.
The Arkham Asylum shit.
No, you know what it looks like? I don't know if you played that game called Outlast.
Yes, I have.
It looks exactly like
that. Oh my god, yeah. I was just waiting for the fucking Joker to pop out that motherfucker somewhere or whatever shit. Fucking Deathstroke.
So they're going through this facility and they discover the origins of this facility. They discover the little subliminal messaging video. I forgot what. Peggy Carter, she spots like there's hidden messages in each frame. Like, what does it say? I forgot what it said.
Yeah, I forgot what it said, too. I remember because I rewinded it back. I was curious myself, whatever. Fuck, I don't remember it. But whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, so they stumble upon a lone girl by this hospital bed, I guess you could call it.
What was that about?
Yeah, she thinks, oh, it was actually kind of fucking creepy, man.
Yeah, thank you.
A lone girl crying in a creepy-looking hospital? I'm like, no, just don't go over there.
And was she really crying or was she faking that shit?
No, I don't think she's faking that shit, man.
Because
Dum Dum Dugan goes over to console her. He thinks she's having problems. He's like, you think they're having a heart-to-heart moment. She's like, hey, little girl in a bowler hat. She touches the head. He's like, oh, look at that. Hey, that cute. But nope, pulls out a knife, stabbed his ass.
That motherfucker turned for a second saying, "Hey, Peggy, what's the where the bowler has come from?" And you see her pull that knife out, stabs him right where the heart is. Like, if that knife would have been bigger, probably. Well, plus he was wearing a vest, too, at the time.
Right.
She outmaneuvered. I was like, damn, is that Scarlett
Johansson? Yeah, so she stabs him in the chest. Then she picks up this gun. Then she kills one of the Holly Commandos.
She took the gun from one of the Holly Commandos. Yeah, like, she straight up, like, took it from him and shot the young dude on the team, whatever, and shit. Well, shot him right in the throat, and I was, and then just, like, managed to escape through, like, a, I guess, a air vent or whatever and shit. And Dum Dum Dude, he was pissed. And she was, yeah. She's just a child, a Dum Dum. He was ready to throw a grenade.
Throw that grenade.
Fuck that bitch. I can see me doing something like, that bitch stabbed me, Cody. Shit. Shit.
You would pull that pin.
I would have looked at you funny and been like, I would have just rolled. Even if you would have outranked me or not, I'd have still looked at you slowly like, shit. I'm trying to be nice to that little bitch.
Oh, man.
I'm with you now. That whole scene itself is just, like, creepy as fuck. Like, I don't know what it was about Russia, but they added some nice little horror elements in here.
Yeah, it really did, man. I'm like, damn, I'm never going to Russia.
I was creeped out, dude. Her plan, and you could tell, like, she was, like you said, she was definitely fake crying with her, because them tears, when he turned around, she pulled that knife out. No fear, neither, too.
None.
Room full of soldiers and shit, all weaponized, whatever and shit, and she managed to not only escape, but take two of them down. Really great scene, though. Really good scene.
Really good. Really good. So, yeah, after this happens, the Soviet soldiers, they're alerted to this. And they start coming in full force and start attacking people. Oh, that's before they stumble upon the, Russian prisoners.
Yeah, yeah. One was a psychiatrist for, I guess he was an, an engineer or something like that? I forgot.
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, I forgot what he said he was, whatever, but apparently, I think this is where they found out that Stark really wasn't involved with it.
Right. They say Stark was involved to clean up
the mess.
He wasn't involved in the massacre itself.
Yeah, and because they were like, oh, is Howard Stark here? And she was like, look, and he looked at him and was like, Howard Stark's fucking some bitch right now. Why the hell? She, like, he basically much told her, it's just like, look at, do it look like Howard Stark would be here?
Yeah.
Look at this place. Have you seen his house? Look at his place now. Shit. Oh, you imagine Howard Stark in that school of girls with the black room. I'd love to see you try to fuck these girls.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so they build those guys from jail. And then they come under attack from the Soviet soldiers. Mm-hmm. This big cool shootout going on.
Even the little girl came back and shot that black dude in the leg.
Yeah, she's ass in the leg.
I'm still more baffled. It's like, is she with them? Because she just ran off after that. Like, is she with them? Is this, like, something that's going to come back later in a show or something? Who is this girl? Because she is a fucking badass.
Yeah.
Find out it's Miss Marvel.
So if that's not bad enough, the black dude, he gets captured under fire from the other prisoner.
Yeah.
He's had enough. He's like, hey, just take this dude, let me go. That's it. The psychiatrist is like, no, fuck that dude. He shoots his ass in the chest.
Yeah. That was pretty hilarious.
Meanwhile, Jack Thompson just frozen up. He's like, man, I can't do this, man. I've never been in a fire like this.
I've never been in fire. Yelling like a little bitch. I was like, damn, is he having flashbacks now to his war and shit like that? And then we later find out his story. And was like, oh. It did bring some heart to that character or whatever. And it's just like, okay, well, at least you ain't a dick no more.
Right.
But meanwhile, back on United States of America, some truth got unveiled.
That is right.
And that comes, I knew that fucking picture was going to come back to haunt. I was like, they keep bringing that photo up in like every fucking episode. I was like,
yeah, because Sosa, he's on those photos, man. He's not letting this shit rest. He's like, because the kind of funny sequence earlier, Peggy Carter, she doesn't want to get dressed in the women's locker room because, like, in the middle of, I forget what they said it was.
Yeah, there was no women's locker room, so they told her to go train in the women's bathroom. She's like, I'm not going downstairs. I'm going in here. I'm doing this shit in here.
So she just goes to the men's locker room. And then, while they're getting dressed, Sosa questions Jack Thompson about something. And Sosa's like, yeah, check the locker 42 or something.
Yeah, find my compass in locker 42 for me if you can.
So that chooses us into seeing the skimpily clad. Hell yeah, I will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's as skimpily as we gonna get in this episode, this show, whatever. Yeah. And I loved every minute of it. I freeze framed it and saved it. Got that photo right on my laptop right now as we speak. It's a great shot. It's two great shots, actually.
Yeah, so she turns around. Sosa notices these marks on her right shoulder. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he matches that up later on with the marks on the blonde woman from the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Investigating this entire time.
He pulls up Haley Atwell's file or whatever and realizes that, oh, she had gunshot wounds right here, and so did this chick or whatever. So, and he's freaking out now. He's damn near looking like Batman. He ain't sleeping and shit or whatever. He's sweating and shit or whatever. And then, meanwhile, back in Mother Russia, Jack Thompson's giving his little pathetic ass story. His little bitch made story or whatever. He was never, he didn't really kill all those guys. Those guys showed up with a white flag. And I was just staring. I was like, you fucking cowards. Like, I was like, Jesus, man. That was a pretty good fucking story, though. I was liking that. I was like, Jesus, man. I was like, USSR members, he's got some own fucked up story, huh?
They really do.
Oh, that was some shit. How he just pretty much telling that story to Pekar, how he took down unarmed men and shit like that. I was like, yeah, you just as big as a fucking monster as some of these Russian people back here or whatever and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was pretty much the end of the show, yeah.
We pretty much finished it off with the creepy ass Underwood, Donnie Underwood.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's. Because earlier you see her in the diner and she manages to nab away at one of Carter's keys.
Yeah, her keys to her apartment and shit like that, which I didn't know why in the first place. I'm assuming now she's on an assignment.
Yeah, she has to be.
Yeah, because, and they show her earlier as a child breaking the bread with that kid or whatever, and then they showed it back to that diner scene where she's breaking the bread with her, and I was just like, even that looked creepy as fuck. That chick, there's something about that chick. I don't know if that actress is like full charge creepiness. Like,
Jesus Christ, man. You are not lying, man. She's a pretty woman, man, but
geez, she's fucking scary. Like, if they ever remake The Shining, get her to play fucking Jack, whatever. Get her to play fucking Jack Nicholson's character, because she's fucking channels on full fucking creep. That whole scene when she was going through Peggy Carter's fucking room, whatever. First, I thought she was looking for Captain America's blood. I didn't know what she was looking for. I didn't know what Peggy Carter had itself. But I guess she found the photos to Howard Stark's weapons and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she knows the whole string on the door and all that, whatever. I was like, she might kick Peggy Carter's ass at the end of the season.
Yeah, I can very well see that happen.
Yeah.
Damn.
I think that's probably going to be, like, the mid-season wrap-up, if they even do the mid-season. They haven't confirmed if this show's going to go longer or there's going to be a season or whatever and shit. It's a shame because the ratings are dropping, so I don't know if they might continue or not. But I see her being, like, the end of the season where they have a fight battle and she beats the shit out of fucking Peggy, because this chick is heavily better trained than Peggy Carter is.
Oh, yes. No contest.
By fucking far or whatever. I mean, shit, this is probably... She's probably easily one of the most dangerous women in the Marvel Universe, movies and TV shows right now.
Jesus Christ, man.
You get that chick from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Asian chick or whatever, you get Haley Atwell, you get Scarlett Johansson, she'd beat the shit out of all three of them.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, easily. All three at the same time, too.
Yeah. Make sure
work
in there, man.
Matter of fact, Joss Whedon got a lot of work on his hands with Scarlet Witch. Because you need out crazy. That scene at the end of Winter Soldier, she was looking pretty fucking creepy, but
You
got nothing on this chick right now, whatever. Scarlet Witch, Elizabeth Olsen, you're going to have to up that game, baby.
Got to, because damn.
I was straight out terrified. I'm not gonna lie.
She had a completely soulless look in her eye.
Yeah.
Like, she did not give a fuck.
And the thing was, she wasn't even in a position where she was not to give a fuck, though.
Right.
It was just a simple, I guess, just looking for intel mission or whatever, but the look in her eyes or whatever, it was just like, man, she's a soulless fucking... And then the scene after that, when she went back to her room, where she handcuffed herself back to the bed, where I was like... Even that shit's a little... I was like, man, she... It almost goes back to that scene of... they had a scene in 12 Years a Slave where, like, Solomon was hung. And the kids in the background was just still playing or whatever because, you know, they grew up to this. So it was like an everyday thing to them, whatever, and shit. It's kind of like the same for this chick, whatever. She grew up to this kind of fucking treatment. So Black Widow program is initiated in her brain. I mean, she knows no other boundaries and shit like that.
Jesus Christ.
It was some straight up creepy shit. Matter of fact, it was, I'm not gonna lie, I was telling Cody earlier, I was like, I was watching this at nighttime. It was late as fuck. I was in bed on my tablet. I had to put that tablet away. I was pushing it to the side. I was like, she seems like a type of bitch that chop your dick off. So it's like, and like you said, she's a hot chick, but you know what she kind of looks like a little bit?
Who's that?
Emma Thompson. She had some little facial features I saw from when I saw Saving Mr. Banks or whatever and shit. I was like, damn, I know that's not her or whatever, but easily looked like it could be a fucking cousin or something like that. Nah, man, I thought overall this episode, man, I thought it was the best episode.
Yeah, I would agree with you, my man.
The tension was there in every fucking scene. It was nice. You know what I think it was, too? It's just because Hayley Atwell was finally in combat. They finally found that balance between doing spy shit and combat shit at the same time. Personally, I all the characters in here, once again, are all great. They still manage to keep them interesting. The SSI guys, SSR guys, they're still fucking entertaining. I'm very curious to see what Sosa does now with this photo and shit.
That's right, yeah, absolutely.
He seems to have a thing for Agent Carter, but he seems to me more of a thing of cracking this case down because after that story we heard in last week's episode where everybody finds him useless. I'm curious to see what's his motivation. It's like, yeah, I'm about to show everybody I ain't fucking useless.
Yeah, that's right. Call me useless, motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker. I just solved that the Stark case, bitch. Yeah.
Promotion, bitch.
Yeah, motherfucker. Give me a new leg. Shit. Shit. Howard Stark designed me a fucking robotic leg, bitch. Shit.
Give me some Bucky Barnes shit, motherfucker.
You know what'd be funny is at the end of the scene you see fucking Terrence Howard comes out, whatever. I told y'all War Machine would never go away. that'd be hilarious if they had like a scene where like I am Iron Man or whatever with Tony Stark or whatever, they do that with like I am War Machine. Have a scene like that. Nah, man, the Black Widow shit, man, that which was creepy in the last week's episode and interesting or whatever and a little weird shit, man, they upped that shit up to 100 degrees in this one.
It's, oh my god, dude, tell me about it.
I need a whole Black Widow episode now.
Man, it was unnerving, especially when you see the end sequence. It's just laying her to bed, just her routine, still to this day and age.
Oh, and the thing was, even when she turned the lights out, her eyes was, that was only, it was still open and shut. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man, that, whoever directed this episode was fucking hands down great. Obviously, whoever was the casting director, too, for this, because...
Oh, my God, man, they nailed it.
Man, this chick, dude, I'm telling you, dude, they need to put her in some fucking Poltergeist shit or whatever, something like that, because... Hands down, man, she's easily one of the creepiest things I've seen by far, any horror movie or anything. I mean, put her in Doctor... She should have been Doctor Strange. That bitch is by far the strangest thing I've seen. I like... Man, finally got the Howling Commandos on scene, man.
That's right.
That was fucking amazing. That was incredible. That was awesome. I loved every bit of it. The action scenes in here was obviously shot well. I was actually more impressed with the action scenes between the little girls and shit.
That's very true.
I'm trying to remember the last time I seen little girl action or a little kid action scene that was like choreography. Well, I think that was one of the best things this episode did too. Is it continued to show that the choreography between the fight scenes are real shot well. Which we don't get that much in a lot of shit these days. Wherever,
unfortunately not.
Jupiter Ascending being one of them. I'm trying to think of more hand to hand combat fight scenes we had, but Marvel. Ever since Winter Soldier, there's been nothing but hand-to-hand combat with TV shows. This, Winter Soldier, and seems to be improving with that, and I hope it continues, too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Get those Raid boys. Get that Gareth Edwards, baby.
Oh, boy.
Get his ass, man.
Don't tease me.
Get him to direct Daredevil.
Iron Fist.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, that's right. Iron Fist is coming. That's right. I forgot. Yeah.
Iron Fist.
I forgot about that. Fuck. Damn. I did. Forgot Iron Fist is on the way. I keep forgetting he's one of the defenders for the Netflix series coming up. Man.
God, if you get him an Iron Fist, man, just take my money.
Oh.
Just take everything.
Fuck, dude, with that Asian mythology and money. Oh. Ah. Oh. Oh, D. Oh, I just ejaculated. Oh, God. Oh, just came. Oh. Oh, man. But, shit, he could even make a great director for fucking Black Panther.
Wow. Oh my god, I didn't even think about that.
I just thought about that. Another hand to hand combat martial arts. Yeah. Oh my god. Some one of these studios gotta get a hold of this guy.
He gotta get him on something, man.
Man, this dude can't be sitting in the background just doing the raid or whatever. We gotta definitely get this dude, man, because nobody knows camera angles better than this guy.
Oh god, no. Nobody ever.
This dude has definitely got to get on a fucking DC property or a Marvel one or any other comic that plans on doing some kind of superhero fanatics films or something like spinoff or something. Because this dude, without it, hands down, one of the best camera guys I know by far, directional choices and shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But Cody, you know what? Let's go ahead and give our final thoughts, man, this episode.
Yeah, man. I actually love every bit of this episode, man. Especially, I think the opening was my favorite part, actually.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was like, man, that shit.
That was the shit, like in Selma when they killed those little girls, whatever. It just caught me off guard. I was like, damn, that's the open. Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh my god, damn, Marvel, I know you're going dark with Daredevil, but damn.
Shit, dude. Hey, you know, that's a good thing you bring up too, the whole darkness, whatever. Once again, I think Winter Soldier proved that they finally found that middle ground too of making something dark. But not going on the level of Man of Steel dark and shit.
Right.
Or Amazing Spider-Man or Fantastic Four or nothing like that. I think Marvel has found that perfect balance of like, we know how to do tone episodes, whatever, where we know how to add dark elements to it, but it's still going to keep that comedy, feel-good, entertainment value to it as well.
Yeah, but see, that's another thing, dude. It ties to the politics going on at the time.
Yeah.
And the social implications.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. That's how you do it. You don't just put shit in there, just make it dark.
And you know, it sucks that this episode, I mean, the just show's not doing well as some of the other super, well, I guess they're not doing that well neither. I'm going to say, it sucks that this show's not doing great as it should be, because what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. failed at, I think this one succeeded at by kicking it off right off the bat. It didn't take,
right.
It's not taking that long. I mean, we're already in the fifth episode, and it's not taking long to, you know, get to the point of, and show, especially with its connections to, you know, the Marvel Universe we know today shit. Yeah. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I want to say that shit took like, what, 14, maybe 11 episodes?
Something like that.
It took a fucking while. I mean, the pilot was good, but after that, it was just like, okay. It took double-digit episodes, between, I want to say, 10 through 14 episodes to finally fucking kick into gear. And this one, I feel like it's finally found its ground. And it was a slow build-up, but I saw it, like, coming soon. I was like, there's no way this could be dragged out longer. And I think this show is, personally, it has the potential of being one of the better superhero shows on TV right now.
Could be, man. Could very well be.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but I love seeing the Howling Commandos and Dum Dum Dugan, of course, man. What's that guy's name?
You know what? That was killing me when I was watching this. I was just like, God damn it, I know the Howling Commandos. How could I not know? I keep fucking blanking on that dude's name, whatever.
Oh, Neil McDonough.
Neil McDonough, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah, I love seeing him back, man. It's always fun seeing Dum Dum Dugan again.
Mm hmm.
I wish I had more of the other Howling Commandos back, actually, but this is all they can get.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, action sequences were great. It was great seeing digging a little deeper into Jack Thompson's character.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. I actually like him a lot, man. Chad Michael Murray, he was not bad, man.
Yeah, the dude's a great actor, man.
Yeah.
For this TV show. Actually, he probably would have made a better Jim Gordon.
Wow, oh my God. Why you gotta do that to me, man?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Every time I watch this show, he always reminds me of someone that I know he could have did a better job at or whatever. When I watch it, he's like, wow, he would have made a probably great Jim Gordon.
Think about, damn.
We wouldn't be getting those badass facial reactions at him. Hey, season two, if you can't get this Jim Gordon back, I got a new one for you. Because we gotta get rid of that dude. I'm sorry. Seriously, gotta get rid of that dude.
Yeah, it's also nice always seeing Dooley be a hard ass. So, that's always fun. Seeing him hook up with a former colleague, I guess, of his.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I enjoyed the hell out of this episode, man. You know, to the point where you just realize, hey, Carter, man, she's just one of the guys, man.
Yeah. Drinking bourbon? Man. Yeah. You, somewhere in the background, Cody was like, when she pulled that bottle, Cody was like, yep, P1 just orgasmed right now. I was like, I love you, Peggy. I can get my little Spanish guitar out and hang out her window. Oh, Peggy Carter, I love you. She shoots me. It's like, your bullet, as I bleed love for you, my love, your bullet shows infatuation to me. And now it just makes me want to even try harder for you. I'll be at the hospital if you need me, honey.
So, yeah, man. My favorite episode this season, so I give it 5 Moose Sports stars out of 5.
Oh man, dude, I'm with you, man. This is without a doubt not only my favorite, but this is definitely without a doubt the best episode here. I love the characters in here, man. The characters, it was great seeing Dum Dum Dugan back on screen, man. I love the Howling Commandos. I love that whole, that was mainly what I was looking for this show for. Even that one little scene where he was just like, that bitch stabbed me, I'll throw that grenade. that shit was hilarious. He's like, I ain't got time to be fucking playing with no little girl. You want to stab me, bitch, or whatever shit? What the hell's wrong with you? Because I would have did that shit, too. Matter of fact, Peggy Carter would have told me 3 times, probably, don't do it, P1. I was just like looking at her like, you better not turn your fucking back, Peggy. matter of fact, my mission would have been to kill that little bitch, actually. The whole Black Widow program, I am more fascinated with this than anything, man. I am more fascinated than hell out of this, man. That shit was not only creepy, it was the most entertaining parts of the show, but, man, what they do with these little girls is no threat, man. Matter of fact, we keep bringing up the little girls, what they, as an adult now, is even worse. This chick, they got playing, I don't know if they have code names, I'm sure they don't have code names, whatever, but she is borderline horrifying, man. I'm not gonna lie. This chick is terrifying like hell. Oh
my god, man.
She has like that sweet innocent lair or whatever. She's getting closer to Peggy Carter and shit. And he's like, yeah, I only see negatives for our hero of this show, hanging around more of this chick, whatever. Especially being right next fucking door to this bitch too. You know, it's like this. Anytime she can come in that door and just slit her throat in her sleep or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like any fucking time, whatever. It's nice to actually see that the enemy on. Well, we don't even know if she's an enemy or not. I don't know what the fuck she is personally. And I think that's another great thing about her is she's still got this mystery layer to her, if you will. As far as who the fuck she working for, the Leviathan was thrown in there. It was nice to get Howard Stark's name a little bit cleared out there. So now we, you know, kind of getting past the whole "oh, we're looking for Howard Stark" thing. It's nice to even see it now in Peggy Carter. It's just like, okay, what was you doing, you know, here and shit like that, which I personally don't think there should be that big of a problem. This is like, I'm an SSR agent too, you know? I mean, I can't be undercover. You know, that's how I would do it, whatever. Or she could just take his little crippled ass into a room and, you know, pull back a little skirt a little bit and be like, you know, got a little other aspects for you and shit. You know, I'm just saying, Peggy, you know, if you really want to please getting some ratings out there, you know, lift that skirt up a little bit and P1 will watch it multiple viewings, you know?
P1 approved.
Yeah, that'd get more than enough ratings to keep the show going. So, oh, yes, man. This gets a high C, 5 stars. Every goddamn thing, whatever. I love this episode. Actually, this is definitely one I can actually say I can go back and watch over.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, so now back to Haley Atwell.
Here we go.
I really dwell into her a little bit more.
Here we go. Haley Atwell went on Section 51.
You think she's gonna, you know, use her sexual preferences to, you know, have Sosa ignore those photos, you know?
Who knows, man? Only time will tell.
Ooh, I can't wait then, Marvel. I cannot wait, Marvel. Don't let me down. You haven't so far, so don't let me down. Get Zack Snyder to do that directing scene.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I know for a fact then I'll get some misguided woman scene or something like that.
Play that in the background.
Hallelujah. And show her taking the leg off slowly, kissing it, you know, handing it to. All right, that's fucked up.
haven't dragged on as long as the Watchmen scene, too.
I already watched that movie. That scene did go on. I was like, damn, this scene is longer than I thought.
This scene is too goddamn long.